high growth rate over the past several years is mostly driven by the mining sector, more generally the natural resource sector, because in addition to the mining copper, diamond, gold, and so forth, DRC also produces oil that is exported. So the growth is by and large driven by the mining sector, which we all know is an enclave industry and it's highly capital intensive. Therefore, they don't really employ a lot of people in the formal sector.
So they're separate from the actual domestic business environment.
Yeah, absolutely. The government adopted a mining code, what we call the 2002 mining code, which many people agree is overly generous.
You mean overly generous for the industry?
In terms of tax provision, and also provide some security as far as the tax regime is concerned. So when a foreign investor bring in the capital, the environment is stabilized for them. And this is what attracted substantial foreign direct investment into the country.
A lot of the profits that were made in the commodity industry has not trickled down over the years to the general population. What's holding people back from pulling themselves out of poverty?
One thing to keep in mind is the mining sector and the natural resource sector in general, they act as an enclave. Industry, capital come in, they exploit the natural resource, take it out as export, and profit got repatriated. So basically what is left in the country is the taxation that the government get. In terms of what government is getting is not that much. And to make matters worse, you have the issue of transparency in the management of the natural resources. So basically, the government revenue from the mining sector has been used to bolster education, number two, for health sector. There have been progress, but it's not enough, and poverty is pervasive.
So the report shows that the falling commodity prices globally is a risk to the country's growth rate, but it also suggests that the upcoming general elections in the country will also put added pressure on a budget that's very limited. Is a general election really a financial liability?
Yeah, you said the word, the limited budget. For a big country like the DRC, the budget hover around $5 billion U.S. dollar, and the cost of the election, as put out by the National Independent Commission, what we call locally the CENI, is $1.1 billion U.S. dollar, which is about one-fifth of the budget of $5 billion. So you can imagine the pressure that it has on the limited government resources.